Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Monday, November 28th, 2011.
Episode 7.38, the Week 12 Recap Show.
Also known as that week which cannot be characterized.
It is nigh uncharacterizable.
It is nigh characterizable.
Characterized, not uncharacterizable, because
exactly,
then it could be
that would be a triple negative. So yes. It is nor nigh characterizable.
why is that, Jeff? I mean, it was a crazy week.
Well, I think
Thanksgiving
was so great.
And it was so long ago.
Yes. And we've still got turkey in the fridge.
Yes.
And the wife's still shoving it down our throats.
I had a turkey sandwich for lunch today.
See, I should have, because I still got lots of it.
Yes.
But I'd rather it go bad than eat another piece of turkey.
Really?
Right now.
You're done with the turkey.
Well, and so I end up at Connell's, where I normally have what?
A turkey sandwich.
Yes. And so I had to
What did you have at Connell's?
I had a burger.
You had a burger.
I just had to have something
so
different.
So you went to Connell's
sakes.
Without me for lunch, and you didn't bring me back
gas in the car.
Those fries. I
oh,
need gas,
great
too.
Fries.
Yeah, you could have been.
The wife borrows the car. Insta rant. Wife borrows the car for the weekend.
Insta rant.
No, but.
No, same here, too.
Oh, dude.
Same here, too.
How can the wife take your car and then bring it back empty?
Empty,
and not
Jeffrey.
Tell you?
No, at least
she doesn't have to fill it up.
At least I gotta tell
you. Got a heads up.
As she's walking out the morning to go to work,
when you
and she's driving away,
to school, you'll be screwed. Have a nice day.
I was like, what? And so sure enough, I'm driving home right now from Atlanta, and my little light's on, and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to make it home.
Can I add insult to injury?
Yes.
My wife had gone through, she figured out on my car, which she never drives my car, mm-hmm. She figured out on my car how to find out how many miles you have to go before you'll run out of gas. And it was at 10. It was at 10.
10 miles. All right. Well, let's get to it right now. We haven't even hit banged it, so let's bring it in. All that in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, this is going to be a great show. When we have Insta Rants before we even do
oh
the
my
intro,
God, yes.
I mean, we're
gonna, legendary.
It's going to be, I don't think we've ever had an Insta Rant prior to an intro.
No, we never have. And we've done a few of these, just a couple.
Just to say 423. This is our 423rd audio podcast episode, Jeffrey.
Now, I've got this to say, too.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to do. To get us up to 2,000 followers on Facebook,
yes.
I'm going to start annoying people to death, with factoids about wherever we are in our Facebook count. So in 1942, this day in 1942.
Oh, God.
Here's something that happened. See, this is, see where
and
I'm going with this?
When you get to 1943, you're going to.
Exactly. When we get to 1945,
right.
it'll go up by 10 probably
yes.
each week. But we're going to kill you to get out and to tell your friends and to make them listen to our program.
So that we can get
so
up
so that we
over
can get past 2011,
likes.
Where we can't tell anything about what happened on that
but
day.
But then we can start predicting the future.
Okay. Now, there was a Boston, Massachusetts Coconut Grove nightclub that had a huge fire on this date in 1942, and 602 people died.
Oh. That's
so this
sad.
Day in history.
So you're going to bum us out with this day in history?
What, it could be
you
good.
Be,
it could
you
be could bad.
Give us good news for
I
this day
I could have said 500
history.
Die in a fire that destroyed Coconut Grove.
That's
These
the
are
one
conflicting
you gave us.
Issues. Did 600 die or did 500 die? Well, I'm really concerned.
I'm concerned, too.
But it's important that people get us out of World War II, I would say, by next week, because
yes.
it could get darker.
Yeah.
We're in 1942 right now, friends.
We don't want
okay?
to do that. We don't want to do that.
Get us into the 50s next year,
yes.
next week
yes.
so we can talk about happy times.
Were the 50s happy times? I wasn't around in the 50s.
Well, the show Happy Days was staged then, so they
Is
must
that
have
when
been
it,
happy
oh, okay.
times.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. All right, Jeffrey, let's get to some NFL news because we've got 15 games to talk about,
yep.
of which you had 11 correct.
Did pretty good.
And I had 9 correct.
Yeah.
I have the possibility of getting
Oh, and you lost
10.
Another challenge game.
Did
making
I?
Making me.
Wait a minute. Did I lose the challenge game?
It was the first thing of Thanksgiving morning. I'm glad that you weren't aware of it at the time, so we had a nice day together.
I changed it to Lions. Packers?
No, Lions, Packers, actually, yeah.
Wasn't it Arizona? The one game that we differ on that I actually got right, I thought was the one that I won, was the challenge game.
No,
Arizona Rams.
No.
Are you sure about that? Arizona Rams, that's the only reason why I'm happy.
Sounds strangely possibly familiar because the last show got checked.
I am the smartest man alive. Well,
someone is, obviously.
Rams?
We didn't.
You took the Rams, and you laughed at me, and I said, that's the only other game. There were two games I wanted to make the challenge game.
Yeah.
Lions-Packers or Arizona Rams?
Now, the problem is we lost that part of the show.
So we don't even have audio that we can go back
I'll
to.
I'll give it to you just because you're so far behind that you're still going to lose. And that puts me in the driver's seat.
Oh, that you know what? That just cuts
you deep, Shrek.
That does.
Thanks.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So I'm going to pity you. I'm going to give you it just because I don't know if it's right or wrong.
I don't know
I'm
for
just
sure.
Give
Steven,
it to
I rebuilt this whole thing from my brain. Because
I know,
the last
I felt
crashed.
Bad. Look, you felt bad for me because I was here late Wednesday trying to get it. I literally tried to bounce this thing like five times.
Just know that we're using Pro Tools.
Yes, it's new sophisticated.
Well, it's
tools.
The industry standard for audio production and stuff. But as a result, when you go to export, you don't export a file. You actually have to bounce it to a disk is the phrase that it involves. And it does it in real time.
Yes.
So an hour of audio takes an hour to render as an audio file, which is ridiculous.
Which I've sent an email to a Pro Tools expert
engineer.
Of mine at the Ant Farm. I think there's a way to go around
it.
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I don't know,
the
but
the problem
he will
is
know.
The filters and things. The reason we sound so Rico Suave now is because there's filters being applied. I actually
sound like this.
Is that how you
the
sound?
Filters that actually
make you
I
sound
turn
like...
that off for just a moment, and it makes me sound Rico Suave.
Wow, because I hate how you.
You'll be fine, Steven.
I hate. Just leave the filters on because you sound pretty bad.
Okay.
I will.
Wow. All right. Well.
So it was the.
We lost the last 5 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes is where I said
I
weighed the two.
Yeah. And that's gone forever. That
you
part
can't
of the
even
file,
like find it in
Steven,
like the
that part of the file is what's corrupted.
That's what was
and
causing
the second
the,
we touch
you get
the,
to that
error that 32 error.
Right.
The AW32
that's when it's
error.
Done.
That's when it hits. Is the moment that I end the show the next. Half a second is when the error kicks in.
Yeah.
And the entire rest of the show is contaminated.
So what you're trying to tell me then is all I need to do is find out how to corrupt that part of the file where we decide what the challenge game is.
Best and not, then, given that we spent part of our holiday weekend.
Yeah, that was bogus, man.
Nonsense.
I was so mad at you. I think I cursed at you at least three or four times.
For what?
On Wednesday night.
For why?
Because I wanted to get the podcast up.
But why did I have to do it?
To get to the holiday celebration. My wife and my girls were...
Again, what does this have to do with me? That I dragged you into this podcasting venture? No, that'd be you that dragged me.
No.
Pro Tools?
I sent you a tool. You was like... Because I couldn't find it. You know, normally I go up to the house, I connect to the... And I drag the file over and boom. And then I put it up. And so when I went to connect and I'm like, you know, I thought it was going to be boom. I'm going to... Babe, I'm going to put this podcast up. It's going to take me about 30 minutes and then we on.
And everybody would have it for their traveling.
Yes, exactly. That was the whole thing. You know, people can have it before Thanksgiving. Yeah, yada, boom.
We were very excited about that.
And then, and then it's not there. So I text you. I'm like, yeah, I bounced it before I left.
Thought
and I'm
I
like, oh.
It.
And then when I came in here, because you had asked me to get you the radio audio.
Yes.
And that's when I saw the error and I'm like, So I emailed you the radio audio like you asked. And then I was like, uh-oh, that's not it. Then I couldn't find the audio. Then I went to a backup.
Right.
Of it. That didn't work.
I'm on the phone with you through much of this, so it's not like you were alone.
No, then you left me. You went to dinner and left me alone for the next several hours.
Dinner with my mother-in-law. Oh, what a jerk.
No, you went to dinner with a friend. This was Wednesday.
Oh, that was escaping.
Yes.
That was escaping. But God bless. That was a nice dinner.
See?
But it was business.
Okay.
Steven, it was business.
Okay.
I'm trying to find somebody who has a clue about marketing.
Yes,
okay?
Which is great, which we're working on. If you're out there in the marketing world, get in contact with us.
Please.
We need people to start talking about us besides the 1,942 people
on
Facebook.
And how many on Twitter?
About 3,200, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't have to do the drama buildup. We'll get there with 4,000 on Twitter.
Yes.
So the Facebook likes is key. So what we're prepared to offer, see here –
What will we do?
What we'll do for you is we'll
make them a turkey sandwich.
We'll make you an offer that you can't refuse, and will triple the amount of money that Jeff gets paid for doing this. We'll triple Jeff's income for NFL rants and raves. We'll triple that for you.
Let's go four times.
Four times.
How much do you make again?
I don't make anything. But
four times
that could change.
That could.
And four times. Oh, I'll go 10 because 10 is a much bigger number than four.
10 times. But 10 times nothing.
Look. It's only nothing right now.
Right now. It could
right.
be. So you're going to pay them 10 times whatever you start making in the salary up until the next year?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
I'm thinking tomorrow.
Anyways, if you can help.
I like it happen.
Please feel free to give us a holler. We'll take all the help we can get right
for
now.
A dollar.
With the good news is that with the Super Bowl coming around, the other thing, Jeff, well, let's just put it out to the listeners.
Put it all out there.
We're actually taking off all my clothes right now.
We're just going to lay it all out there.
Don't do that ever again.
No one can take off their clothes that fast.
I know. Well, you know, some people do. When you're in the process of, like, getting ready to have a certain
I suspect that
if it's the first time you're going to do it with a particular individual,
long time ago, bud. Long time ago, I'm an old man.
All I know is that there's this girl in college, and my first time with her, my clothes were off really quick.
You really don't know. You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know, and you never will.
It was
you
like
you don't want to go down that road, Steve.
It was
your
like
wife listens to the
I
show.
Know she does, but it was like let's do this. I was like, boom, okay,
bada boom, bada bing.
Wow,
why are you so anxious to say bada boom, bada bing, but yet you haven't said it?
I don't know.
You're like
is
it's
that
like
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like
did I say
bada boom, bada bing? Come on,
I don't
come
know
on.
That's
you
where
know
I was going.
You got a Jersey thing going today.
I
don't know why.
Like, I don't know. It's because I'm thinking about the girls from Jersey, and there you go.
Bada boom, bada bing. You know.
Bada boom, bada bing. Anyways.
The Jersey thing.
All right. Enough of that. You're right. I'm in trouble already. I'm going to have to sleep
off
on the couch.
Penance.
Penance. It was way before I even met your sister.
Shopping.
It is the Christmas season. Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday. I haven't bought anything.
I don't know what that means.
Okay,
but
so I bought a few things on Black Friday online.
Okay.
But come to find out that 1 in 10, according to IBM, 1 in 10 of all online purchases on Friday were an iPod, an iPhone, or an iPad. 1 out of every 10 purchases online
wow.
on Friday.
So that Apple stock should really be, you know.
It actually is up just slightly today. As the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 244.83 points today. NASDAQ up 25.
Thank you.
Yeah, traffic and weather after the hour. So, however, what I heard today, which just stunned me, was Black Friday spending $800 billion on Friday was dropped.
Whoa.
$800 billion.
Billion?
So basically.
Worldwide?
No. United States of America.
No. Wait a minute. We don't have $800 billion
to spend
in America. We've got
300 million people in the United States.
I'll buy $800 million.
We got 300 million in the United States
okay.
residents. I might have my facts. Maybe worldwide, but I swore it was the
I'm
United States.
I'm going to buy in the U.S. we dropped 800 million. But 800 billion?
No. Billion.
No,
it
no.
was near $1 trillion. I'll check my facts.
Please do, because
see, my whole point was
that's like almost that's like our deficit, isn't
no,
it,
that's
in the country?
$14 trillion is that we need to shave just to come in close to our budget.
All right.
$14 trillion is what we're over.
$800 billion. $800 million. I'll buy $800 million.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, it is our deficit. It's $14 trillion.
$1 trillion.
$14 trillion. Yeah. Yeah. No, but the thought I had was so basically everybody in the United States, if they wanted to, could pay down the debt by $1 trillion if we wanted to.
Yes.
Because you got to think there's a little bit more cash. I haven't bought any Christmas presents yet.
Neither have we.
I bought my daughter something, and I got something for myself for the show.
As a matter of fact, you may not be getting a Christmas present from the Miranda.
I understand that.
How are we going to do Christmas this year?
I know what my mother-in-law is getting.
What is she getting?
A chicken.
Like a live chicken?
Yeah, to give to a poor person.
Oh, that's what she
wants? She bored my children for a half an hour with tales of how the meaning of Christmas has been lost. Do you remember what we did 2 years ago for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a secret.
Yes.
Okay. So she's boring my children to tears with how they should bring meaning back into Christmas, which my children well know because they've gone through this with their parents.
Yeah, they are, you guys already did that.
We did something much more significant than that.
Right.
And so she like she's telling
and
them.
They had to pay with their
blood and sweat
and time.
They chainsawed trees and things and did good deeds and stuff to bring meaning.
You planted the stuff in my yard.
Did a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Did a lot of stuff. I mean, there was Adam's house, which was a nightmare in the
snow. Oh, my God. That's right. Weeds and stuff.
Dude, it was a fallen tree. Oh, it was a giant tree that we had to chainsaw.
When you go to Adam's, do you have to deal with tarantulas and stuff?
There's wildlife, but...
wildlife.
Including chickens and roosters, and the roosters crow well before dawn. I don't understand where that myth
but
of dawn
comes. But not tarantulas.
Up. I haven't seen one up there because it's a little moist up there for tarantulas. I find them liking drier
Because when
weather.
I go home for the 4th of July, inevitably we always have to deal with one tarantula.
Okay. So Grandma is boring the children to tears on the couch, telling them how they need to put meaning into Christmas, doing what she did for her mom 1 year, which she got her mom a goat in Africa for a tribe so that they could live for like a month.
A live goat?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's asking the kids to give her a live chicken?
No. She's encouraging them to do things like that.
Ah.
So I'm thinking of turning the tables on Grandma.
And buying her a live chicken.
You just basically, you go find one of these neat charities, and they are really great. Because we've done this 1 year. We did this for the Humane Society. We gave some money to the Humane Society, and they never leave you alone.
Right.
They never leave you alone. They spend more money.
Kind of like the Church of Scientology.
Similar, only different, because they actually get your money.
Really?
Well, they got it once, and then they spend more than you gave them to get more back.
Right. Yeah, I've never understood that about the Church of Scientology.
I'm not sure about the value proposition there. It's like, you give me $50, and I'm going to spend $700 to get you to give me another $50.
I don't know how many times I have moved since my original time when I first got here in 1996.
They know where you live.
I know, dog. I moved out here in 1996. I bought a Dianetics book from the Church of Scientology and went to one of their...
Why?
Because I went to an acting workshop.
It was a voiceover class.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
I know the story.
And, you know, I don't know why.
I was cleaning the button.
I don't know why I gave them my address, but I did. But I've moved several times since then.
The IRS can't find us with our tax bills.
Exactly.
They'll hit us with the late fees. They can always find our address to hit us with the late fees.
Yes.
But they can't find our address to get the proper taxes.
She's
boring the kids, and I'm thinking that's what they need to do is find the charity that gives animals to poor people in countries.
Yes.
And she'll get a little postcard for Christmas that says, you gave a chicken to Tanzania.
Nice.
And then we'll see how she feels about it. It should move her to tears if she's consistent.
Yes.
If.
So you're saying...
I look forward to that phone call where she says thank you to the kids.
All right, people, thank you very much for allowing us to just go off because it's been a very long time. We hope you all had happy Thanksgiving. I had a happy Thanksgiving.
At least in America,
Jeff.
You know, for the rest of you.
Yes. And for everybody else who doesn't celebrate happy Thanksgiving,
what the rest of the world is doing, which is if you like American football, people in droves are taking the day off work, Stephen, getting turkey and making their own Thanksgiving. Dutch Thanksgiving, the Norwegian Thanksgiving, the French Thanksgiving. It's awesome.
Because everybody should be thankful for something.
Certainly.
Yes.
And if you can watch American
football
and
your name is Indomicant Sue. Let's start with this fool right now.
I
call him a fool. Yeah, he's bigger than me, he's stronger than me, and he could punch me to a bloody pulp. But you know what? The man acted like a fool on Thanksgiving on national television, and he cost the Detroit Lions a possible chance at a victory.
Get your facts straight.
Well, here are my facts. One, it's 3rd and 5. It's 7-0 early in the third quarter. First of all, your defense is holding the Packers to 7 points in 2.5 quarters. That's pretty good. Then at 3rd and 5, you stop them. You're going to force them to try and kick a field goal to make it 10-0. You're still in the football game. What is Indomicant Sue? Because someone blocked him a little too hardly. He decided, I'm going to
smash his helmet.
Smash his helmet. as I'm trying to get up because I need balance, yes. And then I want to stop him in the arm really hard, a la Haynesworth stomping Gerard.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
That's a 15-yard penalty. That's an automatic first down for the Green Bay Packers, which you just stopped, by the way. And you got thrown out of the game. Now you can't help your team on the football field. Thank you, you fool.
This is that possible challenge game that Steven lost.
This is not the challenge game.
Is it possible? Is it possible? Jeez, relax, Sparky. But that's I'm trying to figure out the emotion. Then I look at our picks. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you missed that one, didn't you, champ?
I did miss it, but that's beside the point, Jeffrey.
That's beside the point, okay.
You had a chance right there to stop the Packers, make it 10-0, and then possibly your team gets back into this football game. Instead, you're tossed. The Packers then get first and goal from the one. They score a touchdown, make it 14-0, and then it just rolls.
The route is on.
It's on. It's over. And that's all because one player decided he was more important to make a point about how you don't block me that way because I'm Ndamukong Suh.
And if you happen to, if an invisible man happens to hold me down while I'm trying to get up, then I have a right to step on people.
Okay, well, then now I'm going to go first because I was going to stop. But then you have the audacity afterwards in the post-game press conference to tell us.
You guys saw the film.
First of all, I'm only apologizing to my coaches, my teammates, and my true fans.
True fans.
Because I guess he has a lot of fake ones out there. I don't know about
that.
He does,
Steven.
But because I allowed the refs. Yeah, please.
I'm
going
to play what he said because I just.
I allowed the refs to throw me out of this game.
Okay, I'm going to play. He can speak his own words. Oh, man.
You don't have it
ready.
Well,
no, I don't. We don't have it hooked up that way. So here it is.
Okay. I don't know. Jeff's taking his headset off and putting his microphone in front of the speaker.
I apologize to my teammates, my coaches, and my true fans for allowing the refs to have an opportunity to take me out of this game. You know what I did, and the man upstairs knows what I did.
Really? And that's what gets him right there. He knows what he did,
and so the man upstairs.
And so my only question to Ndamukong Suh is, I hope the man upstairs you're talking about is the Ford who owns the Detroit Lions, because if you're talking about the man upstairs, he knows what you did. And the fact that you're trying to lie about it isn't good. Okay?
All right.
Whoo, man.
That rant.
You're gonna get me started on that. You know what? The brother needs to get suspended for 2-3 games and say, just hush up and sit down and watch. And that is your punishment. And if you ever do that again, it'll be 4-5 games. And if you do it one more time, you're out of league for a year, man.
I am warning you. I'm seriously stressed out here.
Cost the Lions the game.
And who knows about the next couple weeks? And because the assumption
well, we'll
is
find
he's
out in a couple
be,
days.
Assumption is he'll be suspended for 2 games. I called for 3 immediately on Facebook.
Yes.
But it seems like 2 is the I'd like Goodell to shock me in the right way.
Yes.
Because they keep threatening about throwing guys out of games and stuff and it
yeah.
never happens.
Yeah.
So it's like let's see you back this up. Well, here.
When James Harrison goes on record and says he should get suspended.
That was dirty.
Dude, you should get suspended, okay? Oh,
it reminds
man.
Me of the last episode of South Park where Cartman found out that he was now the poorest kid in school, and he went all crazy.
Yeah.
See, James Harrison's fearing that Ndamukong Suh is going to become the dirtiest player in the NFL and take his.
He already
away.
Is. But he's Harrison fell to number 2 on the list.
And he's like, oh come on, that's my place. I'm atop the list.
Cartman's like, I'm not the poorest kid
I'm
just, in school.
I'm the second poorest kid in school.
Oh gosh. Well, Jeffrey, we got another person to kind of talk about a little bit. This
we
time,
do.
Steve Johnson,
Steve
wide receiver
Johnson.
For the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, Bills playing the New York Jets. They're up in where were they? They were in New York.
They were in
That's
New York.
What even makes them
yes.
much more frustrating. So here's the deal. He goes and has a touchdown. Great,
yes.
great for Buffalo. And then
they
he
go
dances
14-7.
Across the end zone.
Yes.
And he has this interesting move where he does kind of a
well,
wild,
remember,
wild west
his,
thing.
His dance was he had 2 guns in his hand.
Yeah.
It was like he was dancing with 2
yeah.
guns. He put his thumbs up
yeah.
and his 2 fingers out like he had
were
guns.
His fingers on the trigger?
Probably.
Okay.
And so he's dancing, and he's going up and
then,
down with the dance, and then
he
comes
one
down.
Of his guns, and he shoots himself in
the
leg. And he proceeds to dance a little more.
Do the
airplane.
The Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes jets airplane.
And then he crashes and he falls to the ground.
And he rolls on the ground.
And because you can't celebrate on the ground, that drew a 15-yard penalty,
Jeffrey. The league would have let you get away with all that other crap.
All that other nonsense that you were doing was okay. It was probably
not
a little. It was probably classless a little bit.
Oh, and, a little? The guy's just come out of prison and started to get his life
maybe
back
a
together.
Lot.
Okay.
But you know what?
He's
that
only
was,
allowed to leave the state with
all,
permission, Steven.
But that was all fine.
I
it was the minute
was poor
he. But as far as the league was concerned, that was all fine.
As long as rules.
The minute he went to the ground, that drew a 15-yard penalty. Now, here's the bad thing. Now, instead of kicking off from the 30, you're kicking off from the – I'm sorry, from the 35. You're kicking off from the 20. And then your kicker presides to whiff on the football.
Yeah.
Makes it a pseudo onside kick.
I swore it was an onside kick.
And the Jets get the ball on the 36-yard line.
Uh-huh.
After a 15-yard personal foul penalty on the Bills – 3 plays later, boom, Plaxico Burr scores a touchdown. It's tied 14-14.
One of Mark Sanchez's forced touchdowns.
Just like that.
Just like that, you cost your team the game, boob. Another example of where a guy's behavior probably costs his team the game.
And then at the end of the game, we were down 28-24, and
as
the Bills are driving.
It was a four-point game.
And Fitzpatrick, those beautiful pass, and he drops it. Hits him right in the hands.
Yeah, what a.
And he drops it. And it's like, Stevie, come on, dog.
Seriously?
Come on.
I think he was probably still thinking about that touchdown thing and going, yeah, I probably shouldn't have gone there. See, here's the thing, and I hope that the league actually does fine him, Steven, because there's rules on the books about mocking.
Yeah, and, you can't taunt other players.
Right, there's taunting rules, and the officials failed to – I would have thrown the flag on top of it, not for the shooting because nobody saw that. That happened really fast.
Right.
But when he did the airplane in New York, how's that not taunting?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the team is called, what's the mascot there in New York?
Jets.
Oh, Jets. You mean like an airplane?
The Plaxico.
Oh, and one of their players actually does that gesture as his celebration? Oh, isn't that mocking and taunting?
Plaxico Burris tweeted after all was said and done. For the record,
dude,
I talked
I
to S. Johnson, number 13.
Because I got to jail.
And it's all love. So
Plaxico
he was okay with it.
Perspective,
he does. He spent 18 months in jail. For basically hurting nobody but himself.
Basically? That's all he did.
Well, then, okay.
He broke the law.
Oh, God. You always bring that stupid law up.
It is a stupid law. That you can't even think about a gun in New York without going to jail. That is a very stupid law.
If you think about it, you get thrown in jail.
No, stop you thinking about that thing you're thinking. Stop it.
Because,
stop it. Stop
because
it.
Because when we were there for the draft, I didn't have
a gun.
But I had thoughts of one.
Oh, no, you see, you're lucky we didn't get picked up, Steven.
Oh, man, I
would have done time
I
at Rikers.
I dodged the bullet
we would
there.
Have so to speak. Oh,
all right.
We joke because we have to joke.
Finally, Jeffrey,
much.
We'll talk about – well, you know what? We'll talk about it now because it's one of the last games we'll talk about, and so we're really not going to get to it.
We're going to talk about it now because we're not going to talk about it. That's what you
we're not going to talk about the
That's
game.
What you said.
Usually this is something that we would talk about when we talk about the game. But we're not really going
to. 28 minutes, you have a hunch we're not getting to
this
game.
We're not getting to this game. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers Kansas City Chiefs game from last night.
Oh, boy.
Sunday Night Football.
Oh, boy.
And the Dwayne Bowe going, look, Ma, no hands.
Dwayne freaking Bowe.
How do you not even attempt to just put. Even if you want to keep one arm down, Jeff, I understand that the brother saw four Steelers closing in on him and knew he was going
to
get hit.
Okay, I'm asking you to write in to Steven@RARN.net. RARN. Well, because I'm still stunned by this poll that Sports Blog Nation had out with the Arrowhead fans.
Okay.
With the Arrowhead fans. That basically 75% of Chiefs fans. And it was a large sample, like 10,000 respondents, like 800 billion respondents. No, 10,000 respondents. And 75% said
there was 1,000, but that's okay.
I have a zero problem.
Jeff just puts a zero at the end of everything.
Or
but,
two or three.
Okay.
And it was 75% in favor of Dwayne Bowe couldn't have done anything better than what he did.
Really?
Yeah.
75% of the people.
Yeah,
who
there was only two
responded.
Choices. There was he could have caught the ball.
I need to find it. I had it up and I closed it. But yes, it was either the ball was uncatchable
right.
and he has no obligations, or two, he had a chance to have made the catch.
Right.
Regardless of whether he could have made the catch or not, if he puts his arms up in the air towards the football, he at least alters
the trajectory
of the ball so that it's not intercepted by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
As one of the person who commented said, if he alters the trajectory of the ball, it might be intercepted.
Well, in this case, it got intercepted without any altering.
Oh, that's different, isn't it?
So the fact is, he decided to put both arms straight down at his side like he was trying to protect his nards from getting hit.
In a penalty kick in soccer.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, that's the wrong sport for that.
Football.
He should have gone up at least with one hand. Now, I understand you want to take that other hand and protect your nards. Fine.
I'd protect my ribs before I'd protect
my nards. Or fine. Put it across your belt. Whatever you want to do with that, I'm fine.
He did,
but you've
best.
Got to at least side. Put one hand up there to try.
He made zero effort
hand,
to play the ball because
none,
there was four guys around him, and it made him scared. That's all there is to
and
it.
So now,
and I'm not blaming him for being scared. I'd be scared in that situation, too.
Scaredy cats don't have no place in the National Football League.
I would agree with that.
Get out.
I would agree with that.
That is your game. That is the game. It's the game on the line. You have a chance to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have a chance to be tied with the Denver Broncos and be one game back of the Oakland Raiders. You have a chance to still be in this division.
There's a reason your team went out and got Kyle Orton. You were not out of it yet. You might be now,
but now
at
you
the
are
time,
because
you
Dwayne Bowe couldn't at least put one arm out there for that football. And if you saw the play or you didn't see the play, go out to NFL.com and check a look at their replay. And if you honestly believe he had no chance of even putting his hand up and making contact with
disrupting
the ball,
disrupting somebody,
show me it. Put an email out there.
Shoot
send it
Steven
to
Steven an email. Let him know.
This craziness.
Let's get to the games. Well, Green Bay Packers at Detroit Lions.
Do we have to talk about the Thanksgiving games? They were so long ago.
They were so long ago. They were actually 4 or 5 days ago.
I don't see a sheet on my
desktop. I didn't
desktop.
Put one there for you. So the Green Bay Packers put 11-0.
Fine.
Well, they're all color-coded for me, and I put notes in, so you don't get one.
I see. The Green Bay Packers.
But you can do this on your own. You don't need help. You fly fine solo.
Green Bay
remains perfect. At Detroit,
11-0.
A task that many said was impossible is quite possible, and Aaron Rodgers continues to make his case for MVP.
11-0.
27-15 is the final there in Detroit, and I thought it was a pretty good game. Unfortunately,
What part of the you had the Packers.
It's the
which you changed on me last minute, by the way. I have video proof of you being on Detroit's side. The 5-minute football fix that we did earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah. No, I changed that up. Well, you know why I changed it, Steven? And it's funny. Two of the games that I got right that you got wrong were I just went back to what I knew to be true from earlier in the season where I had said on TV several times that I thought Green Bay would go undefeated and I thought Indianapolis would go winless.
Yes. And I missed both of those.
And I changed both of those.
So I thought both of those would – this was the week where both of those could crash.
It was the best chance where both of those things could change.
Yes.
And neither of them happened, which means that I'm going to probably end up being right that Green Bay, aside from Week 17, where we don't know what they're going to do to get ready for the playoffs,
right.
Given that they're going to have a week off and they're going to host everything.
And Detroit might be playing for a playoff spot on that day.
Certainly.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going to happen, and Green Bay could lose that game, and that's fine. But I'm saying that they're of a caliber that there's no reason for them to lose to anybody right now the way they're playing.
Now that I'm looking, the CH is not on this game, by the way. It is on Arizona St. Louis. Just thought you should know. There you go.
Wow. You told me.
Well, I'm looking, you know, I opened I do my color coding.
I see that I don't have that sheet anymore.
Oh,
so I had
see.
To go in and recreate it.
Oh, you don't just keep the sheet and
I
then
generally
you
do. I somehow. I, and then you, now, Steven and I have two different ways of going through life. Steven saves everything. I save nothing. Now, there's probably a happy medium to be found, but we haven't found it.
Well,
so
here's
we
the
just
deal.
Regress.
Some way along the line, they'll be like, remember that file? Oh, yeah, boom. And I can go and I can get it for you.
You can't.
It'll take me a little bit to get to it because I
got
to sort through some things.
Stuff.
But I'll get it for you. And, oh, man, I'm so glad we have this.
And how many – Steven, honestly, I may have asked you a form of this question once before, but I'll ask it again just to humiliate you. How many hard drives would you say are in your house?
Close to 20.
I think that's low, but I know you've done some consolidation.
I think that's low. It's about 20.
Okay.
They're 20 hard drives right
okay.
in the house. Yeah.
Now, I would ask all of our listeners.
Nobody has nowhere
have,
near 20.
If you have near 20 hard drives and you're not an IT professional,
yeah,
send me an email and explain to me
but
why.
But I am an IT professional.
You were. But
well,
you got
okay.
better.
Yeah. It did get better.
And so, look, Steven, I've been in IT too, but
well,
you
see,
know what? I, you know
this
how many
is
hard
why I keep this file so
away.
That I can show you that the challenge game was Arizona St. Louis.
Every day there's an example for Steven of why it's best to save everything.
Jeff, where's that picture of that?
Throw it away. I'm remaking it right now. But, you know, remaking it only took me 30 seconds, and it might take you 25 seconds to find it. So it's kind of a push, and I don't have nearly as much crap laying around.
Does it take 25 seconds to find it with the sophisticated technology of Spotlight? Now that I can tell it, don't search my
okay,
email, please.
We're moving on. Detroit, you know, this game killed the producer for NFL in London for Sky Sports. Calls me, I don't know, Thursday night, late.
Rich?
No, Carl.
Carl called you.
And
why did it kill you?
He wanted – well, I felt badly for him because this game probably killed the night for the ratings.
Ah.
See, in the UK, generally, we told everyone these are three great games. The first game was not nearly as good as the next two, and that kind of sets the tone for the evening.
Right.
First game's not that great. Let's do something else. Let's go out. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah.
Let's watch another channel. And boom, your audience is gone, and I felt badly. He wanted to know when we were going to be on Friday morning. And I had explained to him that we couldn't because they'll only do it once a week and stuff. So, and we did Thursday. So he was hoping to see us on Friday morning on Sky. Didn't know that we did Thursday Sky. Promoting his games.
Yeah.
For which he's very grateful and wanted me to express that to you. And a very happy Thanksgiving to you. He was being very sweet. So anyways, this game did kind of set the day. If you're on the West Coast of America, who cares? It's 9:30 in the morning and you're watching kind of a blowout. So what? But you get to watch the Packers. And then the rest of the games were amazing.
Close to the wire till the end.
Aaron Rodgers, your stud. And look, Detroit, you got nothing to be ashamed of. This team is that good. They're a lot better than you. No offense.
The final score there, 27-15. Green Bay, 11-0. The Lions, 7-4.
One of the things I'm very proud of is the next game, Miami at Dallas. I suggested it would be a very close game. And it was.
It was, unfortunately.
A single point was the difference in this game, 19-20, in favor of the Cowboys.
I am just very happy that they got the win. And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Cowboys right now, their secondary is depleted. They're relying on their fourth and fifth cornerbacks. And I'm sorry.
They should see if Julian Edelman's available for them. Because he's probably got some time on his hands.
The fourth and fifth cornerbacks of the Dallas Cowboys are serviceable. When they're in the dime package and they're matched up against the third and fourth wide receivers of the other team. But when you're asking these guys to cover the starters for the other team, there is a problem.
When you're a standard two-back formation, you're in trouble.
You are in trouble. Now, the good news for the Dallas Cowboys, with the long rest after Thanksgiving, Mike Jenkins is back at his feet. He's back at practice. All should be well in that secondary once again.
You think?
Let's find out. We'll find out. Well, you know what? Here comes Larry Fitzgerald. Let's find
out.
Let's find out. It's a good test to get you ready to go
scary
for the rest of the season.
Scary Skeleton's still making him look like a Pro Bowler.
And when Scary Skeleton does that, that's pretty scary.
Serious.
So, you know, I was sitting there watching this game, and it was getting closer, and it was getting closer, and then the Dolphins took the lead, and I'm like, you know what? I don't care about the spread.
Just
win the game. Find a way to win the game. I'm good.
Yeah, no.
See the final kick. I hate kickers. I'm just going on record right now. I'm just going to tell you. I don't care if you're the you know what? And Nick Lowry, we had Nick Lowry on the show, and we had Gramatica on the show, and we've had lots
of
kickers on the
nice
show.
It's very guys.
And they are some great guys. But I'll just tell you what.
And Dan Bailey is probably the best kicker in the NFL
He's
right now.
26 in a row.
I mean, now, he's made Seabass had a record day for
he
different
made
reasons.
Yeah, he made six.
But as far as somebody, if I've got a 35-yard field goal.
You don't want anybody else kicking.
I don't want anybody else kicking it but Dan Bailey because it goes straight and between the middle of the uprights. It doesn't even hook one. It's so boring, and I love it. I just love it. Snap, hold, kick.
So I actually, and Jeff can tell you, I actually left the room because the Cowboys decided to hand it to DeMarco Murray.
And just to center
and
up
then
the field
on third
goal.
Down, Romo just takes the ball and centers it right in the middle. And then they run out. They go to clock
go
to 4 seconds.
Timeout.
And I just like, okay, I'm leaving. I left the room.
He left the room.
And I just said, yell if it's good, please.
And I said, the snap, the hold, the kick, it's good.
And then I came running back in and started
and
jumping
started
up and down.
And started yelling Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
And I'm sure your mom breathed a sigh of relief.
Yes.
She always thinks I'm going to go all postal if the Cowboys lose or something.
Well, there was that one year you killed some kids, but they had it coming.
Anyways, the final 20-19, the Cowboys did not look sharp,
Miami,
but
look,
they got the W.
Miami's got nothing to be ashamed of right now. They're the best 3-8 team in football.
That is something to hold your head up.
The Panthers might
the
be
final
better.
Game, the Harbaugh Bowl, Jim and John, John and Jim, Harbaugh, Sons of Jack.
Harbaugh.
This way, they all start with J. Jack, John,
Harbaugh-ana.
Jim.
Harbaugh-ana.
Okay, you can stop now.
Well, you're the one who started.
All
right, really
I did.
Annoying.
I did. Third, the final score, 16-6. I told you to go under, even
you
though it was only 38.5.
Take the under.
I said, take the under. There's not going to be a lot of points. I thought it was going to be more like 20-10.
But there was even less. Road time was a slugfest there in Baltimore, and it was a fun. If you like old-fashioned football,
yes. This
game was fun. San Francisco's got nothing to hang their heads about. They probably remain the lone silver team in the powerful rankings.
I'm gonna share a little something you said to me on Thanksgiving. Usually we don't share those conversations. But I'm gonna share this one. Jeff looks at me.
It's about the blue pills. It was a joke.
No, Jeff turns to me and says, "I'm 3-0 today. You're 1-2. Are you okay with that?"
Why you're not sharing? You're saying I'm mean.
No. Can I finish the conversation?
Okay.
To which I said, no, I'm good, dog. I'm good. And you're like, why? Because the Cowboys won? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm okay being 1-2, 1-2. I am happy the Cowboys won. But here's the deal. I could not foresee two key moments in these games that changed the outcome.
Yes.
And I firmly believe that.
It is vastly superior to lose a pick and be able to explain the loss,
right?
Than it is to go,
man, I just missed
I
that.
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. And there's been too much of that this year.
Yeah.
I have
no
idea
what happened
what
in that game.
What the hell happened there?
In both of these games, there were significant plays. You know, the Lions won, obviously, and Dominican Sue getting thrown out.
That changes the entire
changing the complexity
of the game.
Of the defense.
Yes.
And then, you know, exactly when it was making it 14-0 instead of 10-0. Big, big difference there. Now, the Packers may be gone win that game still, but you know what? We don't know what happens if Ndamukong Suh's in there for the rest of the game.
There's few players
because
that
they were
take
starting.
The equation.
They were starting to get at Rodgers.
They were
at near the end of the first half and the beginning of the third quarter. They were starting to come and starting and to put some hits.
Anything happened after Ndamukong left?
Everything just fell apart.
It fell together for Green Bay.
Exactly.
It just became a much easier game to play.
Well, you don't have to worry about doubling him now. Yeah. Now you can double Feli on the other side. And anyway, so then the San Francisco game. There was that touchdown pass to Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah.
That was called by the ticky-tackiest of calls I have ever seen
weird. In
my life. And even the announcers were like, yeah, that usually does not get called because the guy was already going down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. However, we did see it called again this weekend with a chop block. And basically somebody rolls low and somebody goes high
blocks
on a player
right.
And end up basically turning them into a human accordion, which is very bad.
Right. It's not good.
It's your chiropractor.
The penalty
will tell you
is
this. It's
yeah,
really
the
bad.
Penalty is there for a reason.
And it is there for a reason. And Ted Ginn basically laid a hand on somebody's back. It was not even a push.
Yeah.
And they called a chop block on it. And in technical terms, they got the call right. But as the guys on TV said, nobody calls that.
Yeah.
Because you know
he was
the
already
intention
on the way
of that,
yeah, yeah.
And you know what actually happened was he didn't create that guy to fold in half.
Right. He was already going down on the ground.
He was going down, and Ted Ginn happened to be there.
So the touchdown, that makes it a 10-3 ball game.
Right.
And that changes things for the Baltimore Ravens. Instead, they were able to just pound and pound and pound.
And they did.
And not have to try and have Flacco throw the ball too much. Anyways,
Wacko
there you
Flacco.
Go. So I'm fine. But the final there, 16-6, the Baltimore Ravens now taking control of the AFC North. And they're saying, Pittsburgh, if you want me, come and get me.
That's what I'm saying every day.
Come and get me! Uh-oh, breaking news. Breaking news.
Out of Detroit, Michigan, according to a source, the Lions' defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh called Commissioner Roger Goodell on Sunday night to apologize personally for his behavior during Detroit's Thanksgiving loss to Green Bay, a league source has told Adam Schefter.
I thought he did nothing. I thought the man upstairs knows what he did.
That was on Thursday. Oh, okay. And we know on Friday the PR people beat the crap out of him.
Yes.
And he said that he was sorry. He didn't say for what. And he said that he had done something wrong, but he didn't say what. So he personally called Goodell. Now that he's got him on speed dial, he can do that. And Schefter is reporting that he's basically trying to reduce his pending suspension.
Yes.
By chatting it up with Raj personally. Ndamukong, I know you're just a kid. You're just a sophomore in the league. I recommend you get in touch with Ocho Cinco and some of those other cats out there, especially Ocho, and just say, Chet, so sucking up to the commissioner, how does that work for you? How well does that work? Because it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, the commissioner is a gentleman. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that think that he's some piece of garbage. He's not. He's a gentleman. And he will be friendly to you if you're friendly to him.
Right.
But he's still going to do his job.
Yes.
It's not like seventh grade where you suck up to the teacher and therefore can get away with anything.
But that was so cool.
Wasn't it cool back then? Yeah. Now you're a grown-up, Ndamukong.
Yeah.
Stop sucking up to the principal.
All right. So anyways, Thanksgiving. Jeffrey went 3-0. I went 1-2.
It was a good day. Now, let's get quickly through the rest of these games. Cleveland at Cincinnati, Steven. You promised this game was going to be close.
I did.
And you were right.
And Cleveland should have won the game.
You promised. You said, you mark my words. I remember this.
I told you I would
Maybe
like the
Browns. Maybe it's because I had to listen to the last podcast so many times.
Probably. But I said I like Cleveland. I like the 7 points because I think it's going to be a field goal.
You said Cincinnati probably wins. But with 7 points, trust me, I'll take Cleveland all day. 23-20 was the final.
23-20 was the final. Cincinnati scored at the end. Cleveland just, you know what? I don't know if they need a new snapper or a new holder or a new kicker or all three.
It happened again.
But yes, the except roll the ball to the long
Jordan hole. Was mean to me. Jordan said it was a replay from
no,
the previous week.
It was the exact same thing from
Jordan
the previous
was so
week.
Mean to me. I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening again.
Yes!
And he's like, Dad, it's a replay.
No!
And, you know, there's nothing more infuriating than to be put in your place by a 17-year-old punk.
Yeah, apparently he did it a lot this 4 days off during Thanksgiving.
He was gone most of it.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
Well, when you were watching football together, he was like, Dad, don't be stupid. That's not what they would do.
Dad, don't be stupid.
Some
friends have told me that when your kids go away to college, by that last month, you're ready for them to leave.
Yeah. Are you ready for him to leave?
Not yet. No, heavens no. I'm going to miss him like mad.
Are you? Yes. Has he decided yet? Are we closer to a decision?
You know, Steven, that's funny. I haven't thought about it. But I think he probably has – he's leaning 60% in one direction. I suspect.
He needs a one-on-one with Uncle Steven.
Will you guide him in the right direction?
I'm going to take him to a mortal.
Where are you going to put him to?
I'll take him to
a mortal.
Where
are you going to push him to?
Let me get a feel with him.
No, he loves the Spokane gig with Whitworth.
Yes.
However, the cold is starting to – he's starting to wonder about what it would be like to be cold for that long.
Yes.
And he loves it there. If he could take Whitworth and put it down at Westmont, he would be a happy camper.
Well, and maybe Westmont's where he needs to be. Except, do they play baseball at Westmont?
They have a great baseball team.
Okay.
It's NAI.
We'll
see. You know what?
Let me just – I'm just going to say just talk. Just talk about the colleges.
Whitworth's D3.
We'll see what he has
NCAA.
To say. Anyways, the final 23-20, Cincinnati. Cincinnati showing, though.
Cincinnati
we ain't going away.
Bengals,
y'all,
wow,
Pittsburgh.
Really good.
Y'all, Baltimore. We ain't going
you
away.
You may have beaten us first round.
First time around.
But you're coming again. And you know what? We're starting to realize we're not going anywhere.
We are not going anywhere.
And you know what? We may not just want that final wild card spot. We may want a little more than that.
And just so you know, Pittsburgh, you're next up on our schedule.
So
and Baltimore, at the end of the year, we come for you too, dog.
That's right.
We come for you too.
And we got a better idea of how to play you because, see, the funny thing about young teams, they need to see you to experience it.
Yes.
The veteran teams, been there, seen that, done that, no big whoop. So the second go-round is
going to be good. And you know who Cincinnati's other three games are?
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati. The Rams.
Son, this game is important. They're playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
And a T.J. Yates-led Houston Texans team. In Cincinnati, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that for Houston.
Yeah.
Because originally I had Houston winning that game.
Yes. Not so fast.
Not anymore.
Not so fast.
No, just period, not anymore. This Cincinnati team is good.
You know what the Bengals, you know what the scary thing is? Here's the scary thing about the Bengals. They could run out. They are one of the teams that can legitimately say, if we win out.
Yeah, with and actually have something serious to say.
And they can actually win out.
Best thing about Seattle losing yesterday. Do you remember my comment in my powerful rankings about Seattle?
Yes.
When you beat the Redskins this weekend.
Yes.
Coach Carroll, win. Because that
Coach
seemed
Carroll
like
will start talking about he'll playoffs.
He'll start talking about playoffs and just don't buy into it. If we win out, guys.
Yeah. You know what? I like the when Seattle lost, I really, really would have wanted the Niners now. I really wanted them to have beat Baltimore. Because they would have clinched. So now, one more win. Next time the Niners win, then it's theirs.
Ain't no thing. So, now, Tampa Bay at Tennessee, Steven. I am very frustrated that I can't believe I took this game. This was my dumbest pick of the week.
I'm a little angry. I've gone through all of my other – every place where I pick games.
Yeah.
I've got Tennessee. I for sure thought I had this game.
Steven, me too.
I for sure had I thought this game.
Well,
and then I was like, well, I got Tennessee everywhere else. And then I opened up this sheet.
This spreadsheet and went, sheet.
And I'm like, how in the world
would I take Tampa Bay?
I'm like, if he took Tampa Bay.
We know Tampa Bay.
Why did I not take Tennessee and make that the challenge game?
We know this team.
Yeah, I'm a little upset.
We know this team. And this was my dumbest pick of the week. And I'm ashamed of myself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I mean, come on.
23-17. And the way this game ended. The Bucs were driving, and they had no timeouts left, and it was a play. And I'll just real quickly talk about
Garrett
this play.
Blunt was just
Freeman threw
out.
The ball. Lumpkin
Barely.
Caught it.
What's wrong with Freeman? He's throwing these lollipops.
They were in the rain. That game was ugly. Do you know there were 10 turnovers in that game?
Yeah, and Hasselbeck had like most of them, I think. Which is so inexplicable. I'm like, look, it's looking like a Seahawks home game for Hasselbeck.
Game was ugly. Everybody, there were fumbles. There
Do
were
you like
picks.
My last-minute weather forecast on Facebook and Twitter?
Oh, that was very interesting.
I've done it 2 weeks ago. Interesting is not a good word.
Why do people
nail
always,
me down?
James, I need some help, man. What's wrong with the word interesting? Why can't you tell somebody something's interesting and they don't think that you that there's a problem?
James, do you like my hair? Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm going to tell you. If I don't like something, I'm going to tell you. If you say, do you like my Maranatha shirt? I'm going to say, that shirt looks whack. I'm going to tell you that. And by the way, the way you got it with the hoodie, that looks whack, by the way.
It's more common with women to be like,
that's interesting.
Well, I thought it'd be cool to send out on Facebook and Twitter that here's the places where there could be weather.
Yes, okay. I don't have a problem with it.
No, it's just interesting. I think it's helpful.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Tampa Bay, Tennessee, stupid game. Buffalo at New York Jets. We're in a hurry-up mode.
We pretty much talked about it. We already know the Stevie Johnson.
Sanchez, 4 TDs, 50% passing.
Hey, the most TDs he's thrown in his career,
but
in a single game,
passing.
But less than 50% completion.
How whacked is that?
It's pretty whack.
It is.
But
and
I'm
Mark
sure
Sanchez.
the Jets, who feel they have to win out, by the way, they're you know they got the win.
If they went out, yes, that would be really amazing. They would be 11-5.
That'll get them in.
And that'll get you in the dance. But, boy, your schedule's not looking favorable for you. Houston at Jacksonville. Oh, my gosh. And another one bites the dust. Matt Leinart. So I just listened at lunchtime, Sirius NFL, XM radio, and boy, it was heartbreaking. They had Pete Carroll on, coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
And Carroll says,
Pete was bummed about his team losing to the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, this is, that was a pretty good team that we actually lost to. And I've been saying all year, the Redskins are better than most people think they are and not nearly as bad as most people think they are. They're a weird team. And then they mentioned the Matt Leinart thing, and he got really quiet. So for those who don't remember, Pete Carroll was Matt's coach in college. And he just got so quiet. He didn't want him to come out. He didn't want him to declare eligible for the draft when he did. He wanted to keep him at USC for another year. And so there was a little bit of tension there, but apparently they've gone well.
You're thinking Sanchez.
Am I thinking Sanchez? Oh, yeah. No, he was very cool about Leinart.
Yeah, because Leinart stayed an extra year to ballroom dance.
Ballroom dancing. Yes. That's right. So anyways, which would explain the genuine emotion
that he had about Leinart.
That was just,
he likes the kid.
So sad. So sad. He says he's worked so hard to want to show people that he's changed.
Yeah.
And he was certain that this was his opportunity to show people he's changed.
And broken collarbone.
And he had it taken away from him.
And it is now, it is official. This is out up to the minute. He is out for the year. He's going to require surgery on what they're calling a fractured collarbone.
So, Stephen, real quickly, let's get through the T.J. Yates kind of situation and what the future holds
kid
for
from
Houston
North Carolina.
At quarterback. I read his draft comments. Gary Kubiak said the day that he got drafted in the fifth round by the Texans that one of the reasons he took him was because he reminded him of a young Matt Schaub. He reminded him of just a really strong leader. He said his arm wasn't quite there yet. His legs weren't quite there yet to hold up for a whole NFL season. Well, you know what? You don't have to. But he really liked the way he manages games.
152nd pick overall, fifth rounder. Look, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Houston Texans right now at 8-3, they're in a good position because they lead the AFC. But, Jeff, here's the problem.
Their schedule's rough.
They got a tough patch. I think the only
they
really
didn't have that tough a patch with Matt Schaub in there.
No,
and they had but a kind of tough patch with Matt Leinart.
Now you've got
T.J. Yates in there,
a rookie. Fifth round rookie quarterback. And I'm sorry, Jeff. This was the Jacksonville Jaguars that were playing this week.
Yeah, I know.
And in that whole second half, they had 0 points.
The outcome was very much in doubt.
0 points.
I understand.
And the only reason they won. It's because they had Blaine freaking Gabbert on the other side,
Gabbert,
the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You guys are horrible. I saw Gabbert throw two good balls in that game.
That's a miracle.
I'm like, hey, that was a pretty good pass. He could be an NFL quarterback. Unlike Christian Ponder, who seems to be able to throw them with semi-regularity, you got a problem on your hand, Jacksonville.
This week they got Atlanta. They lose that one?
Yeah.
And then they have to go to Cincinnati?
8-4.
And they lose that one? Oh, 8-5.
Danger.
Who else will be 8-5 at that point? Tennessee.
The Tennessee Titans.
Now we got a ball game.
What?
I guaranteed this team in the playoffs. Does anybody not understand the significance of that?
This is not like the Cowboys losing, folks. This is bigger than that. This is a Stephen guarantee. Okay, the Chicago Bears at the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, I felt
C-Bass
bad for Bears
yummy.
Fans. I want to reach out. Look, normally Bears fans, I get a lot of smack from Bears fans. Because
you hate them.
Well, it's not that I hate them, but, you
that's
know,
what they all say.
I say bite down instead of bear down. They don't like that too much. And then, you know, I make fun of Jay Cutler, and they don't like that too much. And I don't generally give the Bears a whole heck of a lot of love, and that's because, well, Lovie Smith put me in my place, you know, and I don't like that too much.
Nobody.
So there you go.
And
I actually, when I picked Oakland to win this game, I really figured it was because the Bears would keep it close on the defensive side, but offensively they would just be bad.
Right.
And for the first three quarters, Haney looked pretty bad.
Yep.
Now, he did turn it up at the end.
Yeah.
But to end the game the way he did with that, we don't have any timeouts.
Yeah,
you come
that
up.
Was a panic.
You got to know you got to spike the ball. The minute you step away from the center and pretend like you're going to throw it, you can't now spike it anymore. You can't do that. You got to throw it out.
That rule is far from clear, Steven.
It's clear to everybody who's ever known the rule. The only reason, you know, this rule's only been in existence probably a dozen years. It hasn't been all. The reason they put this rule into effect.
You know how old Caleb is? He's like 22.
Okay. But since he's been in the National Football League, it's been in existence. It's not like it's a new rule.
He's new to the league, Steven.
No, he's not that new to the league.
I'm pretty
Caleb
sure.
Haney's been around for a while.
No.
Don't have to make me look it up now.
I will make you look it up because, Steven, when I met him in London, I was charmed by his youthfulness, Steven. And he just seemed like a nice
kid. Oh, that's right. He was there at the
This
is his fourth year in the league.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's his
fifth. Well, how many starts has he had?
His fourth season. He hasn't had a lot of starts.
Okay.
He hasn't
had
a lot of starts.
Very little playing time, and certainly not
as a matter of fact, I will go on record and say that this game against Oakland was his first start in the league.
Okay, so very little game-winning drives are you trying to mount here? Is that fair enough to say?
It is, but even the rule game, about spiking the ball is clear.
There's so, but there's Stephen.
The minute you come from the center.
Let me make my point. Okay. It's not what's the rule on spiking the ball. It's how many facets of a game are there that you need to get down as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yes.
I think there are 1,000 probably.
Okay.
Things you need to have down. So we make fun of Donovan McNabb because he doesn't know that there's ties.
Okay.
That's legitimate to make fun of, but at the same time, he's never been in that scenario.
Doesn't matter.
So you know what? That's okay. Schefter not knowing that there's a game in London every year, you know, he's kind of got his head down in the numbers and the stories and the rumors and the innuendos. I kind of give him a pass.
That's a little different. I'm not sure he's a big fan of the league.
As the league. Right. He's busy doing his stuff. So as a quarterback, there's so many nuances you're supposed to get, and that's one of them that you don't get. Just like when Tony Romo screws up royally, he seldom makes the exact same mistake again. I got to put that one in place.
Romo's royal screw-ups have been in the gameplay. They haven't been with a rule.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. These are ruled. As your job as a quarterback in the National Football League is to know every single rule about offensive play. And if you're really good, you should know every single rule about defensive play as well.
Did you say it's a backup quarterback's job to know all those?
Absolutely. It's your job. All you're doing is standing around holding a clipboard. Steven? You know what should be on the bottom of the clipboard? A freaking rule book.
Well, it's a big book. It would get heavy.
All right, I got a little carried away. But he should have not. Just throw the ball away and get one more pass so that you can try to throw it in the end zone for a Hail Mary. That's all I asked of Haney. He managed the game okay, but I do not see the Chicago Bears lasting in the NFC playoff race with Haney at quarterback.
Okay, and now I have to take a moment to do a couple Hail Marys. Excuse me. The New England Patriots, 8-3 now. Philadelphia 4-7.
Man, did Philadelphia just give up or what?
Yes,
they were winning 10-0. Did you think? Oh my God, the Eagles are going to pull this one out?
No,
Vince, really?
No.
Even when it was 10-0,
no,
you didn't give them a shot.
I actually thought it was funnier.
I'm laying there and I'm like, man, this 10-0. The Eagles came to play. Eagles came to play. Then it was 10-7. I'm like, Eagles came to play. That was 14-0. Oh.
Steven, I am so high on the Patriots, except for their defense, obviously.
Eesh.
And there's no amount of points Philadelphia could have put on the board that Tom Brady couldn't have scored more.
And I'm serious. If I were an Eagle fan and I heard Andy Reid one more time say,
I put this all on me. I take complete responsibility. I should have had our guys ready to play. Like, shut up, Andy.
Yeah, just – you know what, Andy?
And by the way
– say anything. But that, I'm so tired of hearing you say that. If I were someone in the press, I would be like.
Steven, I have a bigger complaint.
Yeah.
It's the listener who made us aware that he always says that. I'm really mad at that guy. I don't know who it was, but I'm really mad at you. Because if you hadn't pointed that out to me, it might have slid under my radar, and I might have gone, he took the high road.
So do you think that the beat writers don't know?
They know, but we don't know them.
Well, no. Do you think that maybe he says it so much?
I bet it was a beat writer.
Yeah.
I was in the post game, and I said, so how's Andy going to be? One of my favorite things to ask the reporters is, what should I expect here?
Right.
Should I expect Romeo Crennel go crazy?
Yeah.
Or should I expect really boring, you know?
Yeah.
Should I expect, you know, Belichick, where I'm not going to hear anything? And he's like, no, he's going to come in and say he goofed, and he takes complete responsibility for it, and yada, yada. I'm like, huh, okay. And then he did, and I recorded, and then I saw every subsequent press conference, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
That would make you crazy.
Every loss.
That wasn't a listener, that was a reporter.
4-7. I'm just going to take – I know we're overtime, Jeffrey, but I'm just going to take a quick moment here. To say that to Michael Vick, I now officially take you guys off the hook. I'm sorry, I didn't stop anything by touching your hand.
Fortunately not. Ooh, we're 63 minutes and we haven't crashed.
Yes, I know. Jeffrey, but to Michael Vick, I'm going to go on and tell you, I am no longer calling you the dream team because the dreams are over. This season is done. You are done.
Don't dream it's over.
It is over. You're not making the playoffs at 9-7. So even though you might think you can run the table and be 9-7, which is not going to happen because he still got some pretty big games.
And he still wouldn't make the playoffs.
9-7 is not going to get you
exactly.
In.
Exactly. Denver at San Diego. It's Tebow time again in San Diego. And
overtime.
San Diego
it took
sucks
overtime.
Out loud.
But you know what, Jeffrey? Even in overtime, Tebow still rules.
San Diego, SMH, all day. I'm actually shaking my head. I need to stop. Pittsburgh at Kansas City. Golly, Majolly.
I told what you we were talking
ugly
about
game.
That.
Giants at Saints.
What is wrong with the Steelers? Real quickly, you do have to answer that question.
I posted on Facebook, and Teresa says basically they always play down to the level of competition.
Yeah, she did
and
say
this
that.
Is another example.
And she also said she got like a couple new
gray hairs. Thank you very much, Pittsburgh. Right. Giants at Saints coming up tonight. As soon as we get out of here, Minnesota at Atlanta. Wow, what a dull game
was. Well, you know what? Until Minnesota came back to life.
Well, and that
– thanks to Percy Harvin.
Look, I want to say ponder to Harvin. I would like to be saying that for a long time.
But you know what, Jeffrey?
Adrian
there was
Peterson
a crucial mistake.
That
Frazier
was...
not throwing the challenge flag on that Percy Harvin one-yard dive. It looked like
Leslie,
he crossed the end zone.
Leslie kind of blew
Leslie,
him.
Dude, you got to throw your challenge flag. Dude,
that's
throw
what it's
it.
For. There's a reason it's not holding up your pants. Carolina at Indianapolis. Yeah, enough said.
No, come on. I was in this one.
Best chance to win goes down the toilet by Carolina. Look, I just –
they were in it to the
Cam's
wire.
Exciting.
And that interception at the end of the game by Painter in the end zone.
Painter.
It was – how did that guy kept his foot? How that Carolina Panther dude kept his foot in bounds?
It was so athletic. It was freakish.
All right, but now
– I am the smartest man alive.
Zona St. Louis, apparently. Hated picking this game, and the results showed.
What?
The freaking Rams.
You know who you should. You know who you should blame. That guy.
James.
Over there.
What did James do?
Because he told you. You know who you take, Jeff? You take the home team. Because you were complaining,
James.
To him.
James. James. This is your paycheck.
Oh, look at this right there. Oh, he just cut it in half. That's what happens
the advice.
When you. Because you
giving good advice, buddy.
Hey, James. Please, whenever he asks you who to take, please keep telling him who to take.
If you want to get paid.
All right, the final there, 23-20.
It was a coin toss.
Patrick Peterson, the Arizona Cardinals, another punt return. Four punt returns this season.
Patrick Peterson
for TDs.
Is looking fantastic. And then Beanie Wells going off the chain.
228 yards.
Seriously?
On my bench.
Seriously? Oh, Jordan wouldn't shut up about it.
Was it on the bench, too?
He should have been on everybody's
bench,
Yeah,
he should have been on everybody's bench.
But that's what's so crazy about it. Washington at Seattle. Seriously?
How did Washington come back to win this game?
The Redskins score 16.
I stopped watching that.
Points.
I turned it off because it was
17-7. Me too.
And I'm like, wow. I guess I'm glad we took Seattle. And then Trisha's like, do you know Washington won? I'm like, what? It was 17-7. They scored. The Washington Redskins scored 15 points. 15 points in the fourth quarter.
16.
15.
According to my notes,
16. 16 points.
Okay. We're out of time.
I was hiding the little line there that makes it a 6.
Remember,
60 points.
We've got some special Thanksgiving advice.
You stroll into the kitchen, and what do you find? A bunch of knives cold staring at you. So, kids, don't play with too many knives. Come on.
And Jeffrey, because I have not been able to play this
in a very long time.
Every week.
I am the smartest man alive.
Woo! But you're usually playing it for me.
Ouch.
And so I got what? I got 1 week I got to win and then I'm good?
Yeah, so we're okay. It's now 7-3.
I get a pick.
You have a 4-game lead.
I get a pick.
So I have to be very shrewd now with my picks.
I have a 4-game lead? I went from a 7-game lead to a
4-game
lead?
You went from a 5-game lead. To a
we'll see. We'll get to the bottom of this. I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Brad. Was it 7? It wasn't 7.
That was.
I had 2-8-6 game lead. 5-game lead. James! Pull up the challenge number!